You're listening to The Art Show here on RN, and it's time to find out now what's making news in the art world. Claire Nichols, hello.
Hello, Ed. Let's start by paying tribute to the Australian artist Mrs. Walwal Nalameta, who has died at her home in Arakoon in Cape York. Mrs. Nalameta was an elder of the Putsch clan and a cultural leader of the Wik and Kugu people. She was known for her weavings and later for her beautiful large-scale paintings of country. She was really unique with her use of colour. She collected and prepared her own ochres, which she then used in her work. In 2013, she won the Telstra General Painting Award. Just last year, she received the Red Ochre Award, which is the Australia Council's award for lifetime achievement. And Ed, she'll be the subject of a major retrospective at the Queensland Art Gallery next year.
Yes, farewell, Mrs. Nalameta. And Claire, in other news, what's this about the late Andy Warhol? What was he doing at the Super Bowl?
Well, he appeared in this ad. Okay, so in this ad, we see the American artist. He's sitting at a table, he unwraps a burger, he pours some tomato sauce onto the wrapper, and then he starts dipping the burger in the sauce and eating it. And this, Ed, is an ad for the American burger chain Burger King, and the ad finishes with the hashtag #EatLikeAndy. Now, of course, Andy Warhol died in New York in 1987, so people have been wondering if this film is real, where it came from, and it is real. It was originally a longer 4-minute video shot by the Danish filmmaker Jorgen Leth in 1982 for his film 66 Scenes from America. And it was this 4-minute one-shot take in which Andy eats the burger, packs away the rubbish, he kind of sits quietly at the table for a minute, and then he says...
My name is Andy Warhol, and I just finished eating a hamburger.
So there you go. I watched an interview with the filmmaker about this video, and he says back in 1982 when they shot this, Andy Warhol was actually charging big bucks to appear in commercials, so they weren't sure how it was going to go. They provided him with 3 burgers, 2 in plain packaging, which they thought he might prefer, and 1 in the Burger King wrapper. And Warhol apparently said he would have preferred to do it with a McDonald's burger because he thought that that burger chain had the nicest design, but time was limited, so he chose the Burger King burger, and now, more than 3 decades later, that clip is now an ad for Burger King with the blessing of the Andy Warhol Foundation.
Well, I'm not sure it's having me reconsider my salad for lunch. Claire, last week we talked about fresh calls for the British Museum's Parthenon marbles to be returned to Greece, and I note that now yet another country is calling for the return of an artefact.
Yeah, this time it's a Nigerian official that's called on the British Museum to return a wood sculpture. It's known in the UK as the Lander Stool. It was taken from Nigeria in 1830 by the British explorer Richard Lander. It's currently kept in storage at the British Museum. And representatives from a lot of African states were at the British Museum over the weekend for a symposium. And there, the Lagos state representative talked about a new gallery, which is due to open in Lagos later this year. And he requested the return of the Lander Stool to be displayed in the new gallery. Now, it's important to note in all these conversations, Eddie, that the British Museum is technically prohibited from deaccessioning objects in its collections by an Act of Parliament. It does sometimes make exceptions, particularly for human remains, which is how 2 Tasmanian Aboriginal cremation ash bundles were returned to Tasmania recently. But in terms of man-made items like this stool or the Parthenon marbles, the museum has traditionally stated that its hands are tied. Now, international law is slowly changing in this regard, so as always, we will keep an eye on this story.
And I know you will, Claire. Thank you for that. Okay, now, a colour question. How black is black?
Well, it's getting blacker. The British artist and curator Stuart Semple, he's created what he says is the mattest, flattest, blackest acrylic paint in the world. It's called Black 3.0. Here he is promoting it online.
Help us get this awesome substance in the hands of every maker, creator, and creative out there. Well, almost every hands, apart from this one guy.
So you heard that last bit. He wants everyone to have Black 3.0 except this one guy. That's the British artist and sculptor Anish Kapoor, because he, Anish Kapoor, already has the exclusive rights to another black, Vantablack, which is the world's blackest substance. No other artist in the world is allowed to use Vantablack. So Stuart Semple says, well, everyone except Anish Kapoor can use Black 3.0. These two have had a colour feud going for quite a while. Stuart Semple previously released what he called the world's pinkest pink, which was, again, for everyone except Kapoor. And within weeks of that pink coming out, Kapoor got his hands on it. He actually put a picture on Instagram of him giving the finger with his finger covered in this pink paint. So how long will it be before he gets his hands on Black 3.0? Who knows?
Claire, clearly these adult artists are showing six-year-olds how to behave.
Exactly.
That's just astonishing. Claire Nichols, thank you so much. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.